Big day at Flemington on Saturday for Sam and Anthony Freeman. Great to have a chat to Sam. How are you, mate?
Good day.
Looking forward to seeing Super Seth and Liar both in the Dane Hill Stakes. I'll ask you the hardest question first up. Who's the better horse?
The better horse, one's a Group 1 winner, one's a Group 3 winner. So Liar's the better horse right now.
Okay. End of the Spring Carnival, could it be a different story?
It could be. I mean, Super Seth, you know, cold on the rise. He's got to keep improving. You know, not quite sure what he beat last start, but he couldn't have done it more impressively. And, you know, it's another step up on Saturday, but he seems in good order. And, you know, he keeps building towards, you know, whether we go to a Coolmore or a Caulfield Guineas, we'll probably learn a bit more on Saturday.
What's your gut feel? Read that. Is he looking for a mile or is he a sprinter?
Not sure. We put the crossover noseband on him for Saturday. We're just trying to get him to just drop his head a little bit better and, you know, relax. And that's given the opportunity to see if he will, you know, get out to 1,400 and a mile. At this stage, it might be the case that he's a sprinter. But, you know, we will hopefully learn a bit more on Saturday.
And Lyre, I really liked her return. She's heading towards the 1,000 guineas. Going well, taking much improvement.
Yeah, she is. She has. She's a filly that tends to hit her peak third and fourth up, which she did in her last preparation. So she's still got some more improvement in her, but she's relaxing, you know, pretty well in her aces, and she's getting fitter and fitter. So we'll just keep building her up, you know, to look to peak on 1,000 guineas.
So who beats who home on Saturday?
Look, I think Super Seth probably is going really well. Coming off an impressive win. Liar's still got some improvement in her. So if I was choosing between the two for Saturday, it'd probably be Super Seth.
Paris goes around in race number two. It's a step up in class, but she looks like she's got upside. How do you think she'll go on Saturday?
Yeah, it is. We've thrown her in the deep end. She's got a great page, and you know, if she can snag some black type, that's a big bonus. So you know, she's there to really try and get a top three. But she's going well. She's holding her condition nicely, and she should run a nice race. And you know, she goes into it in really good order.
And Aloysia, the resurrection of her career continues. Oh, I thought she ran really well first up. How's she come through it?
Yeah, it was interesting, right? On face value, it wasn't anything flash. But if you watch her last sort of 50 to 100 metres, she started to get motoring. And going back to her form, she hasn't run over 1,200 metres since, you know, the start of her career. So she should be making some improvement on Saturday up to 1,400. Drawn a sticky gate, but if we can get her to just relax a bit early. That was her first run in the blinkers, and she was just a bit fierce. So now she's had that run in her belt. She can just relax and find her feet. She should be hitting the line strong and continue to improve this prep.
Gee, there's an intriguing race today at Mornington. Wilmot Pass, you've got, goes around up against Grinzinger Ali. Wild choice. It's a cracking little race. How's Wilmot Pass going?
He's going okay. His trials have been fair. He seems to have come back in pretty good order. He, you know, we've got to get into the races now and see how he's going to measure up this spring. Obviously, the favourite couldn't have been more impressive at its first start. So it's a very competitive race. But he should be in it up to his eyeballs, hopefully.
Who's your best over the weekend, do you think, Sam?
Super Seth.
Good on you, mate. Good luck.
Cheers.